We got Nathan from the National Weather Service office here in North Platte. How are you doing today, Nathan?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well and liking the forecast for the week. It looks like we're going to be we're going back to our above normal temperatures to close out February.
Yeah, absolutely. We are looking on the warmer side of things again. Fortunately, all that snow is starting to be on the retreat. We're down to about a trace of depth officially here at the airport. And that's kind of been what's helping keep the temperatures on the cooler side. And once we lose that snow, then, yeah, we're kind of back into the swing of things of above-normal temperatures. And we have above-normal temperatures through Friday before another Arctic outbreak comes. It looks like the weekend's looking colder. So enjoy it while you can.
Yep, yeah, we'll soak in the rays during the week. We had nearly 5 inches, I think, officially measured 4.8 from that storm that came through on Thursday, but real good moisture out of that. Well, certainly that helps things when we were starting to talk drought already.
Yes, we did get that 4.8 for the day on the 19th. We added a tenth the next day, so for the event, we got about just under 5 inches there. Mm-hmm. But the moisture content, quarter inch of liquid, that's probably the most impressive aspect of this, because looking back even through January, that was more moisture than we saw the entire month of January. So basically, we doubled our year-to-date moisture with that event. And as you know, we'll take whatever we can get, because unfortunately, the fuels are not kind out there. And with the warmth and the wind, we got fire weather concerns this week.
For sure. We're still under average at this point on precipitation and snowfall for the winter, right?
Yes. I'm not quite sure the actual amount, but last I knew we were approaching half to three quarters of an inch below normal. So it's been a dry year, and unfortunately we're seeing that drought kind of expand the last few outlook updates. And at this point, it's not looking very good here the next few days either. Yes, we have that rain potential there on Wednesday, but North Platte might not get much, if anything, out of it. A lot of it could stay to our north, and even those that see it up north might not see a whole lot. So, unfortunately, nothing to suggest that the drought's going to break anytime soon. And like I said, with the warmer temperatures, it's just going to continue to get worse as we head into the spring.
Okay, let's take folks through the outlook this week and through the weekend. Looks like we're going to top out about 46 today, and winds out of the south could gust up near 25, and then we'll dip into the mid-20s tonight, and then I'll let you take us through what you're seeing for the rest of the week.
Yeah, we rebound very nicely tomorrow. We'll see upper 50s tomorrow. And so we got this system coming there on Wednesday, and it'll increase our southerly winds even more. And now, while that does boost our temperatures into the middle 60s, the above normal temperatures, we'd typically be concerned about fire concerns. But with this little system, it's actually going to draw in a lot of low-level moisture with it, too. And we actually should see dew points threaten the 30s. That's certainly going to feel different. That'll be the highest dew points that we've seen all year. But as we get into Thursday and Friday, that just broad westerly flow, highs in the upper 50s, middle 60s with gusty west winds. And that's actually, those are the 2 days of greatest concern that we have for the fire concerns. And then big cold front, looking like it's going to be late Friday, sometime Saturday. We should see temperatures fall precipitously, and probably see high temperatures sometime over the weekend, whether it be Saturday or Sunday is not quite certain, but probably see highs falling back to about, in the 30s, maybe low 40s. So much, much colder coming up this weekend, but still looking 50s, 60s, maybe even a few locations threatening low 70s sometime this week. So it'll certainly be feeling like a late winter, early spring type of feel to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. On that, what are we seeing at this point, possibility for next week?
Yeah, so next week, like I mentioned, we'll get colder this weekend. I don't expect that to stay much longer than 48, maybe 72 hours, and then we're going to be right back into the thick of things of being warmer, Probably continue dry. I don't really foresee any big signal for a big storm system to come through the area. Can't, you know, rule out, you know, maybe a few isolated instances of light precipitation, but nothing that's going to break the bank. And like I said, the overall pattern generally favors warmer temperatures. Mm-hmm. So it feels anything but February right now. I'll just say that.
Yep. What are our average highs and lows here for the end of February?
Yeah, we're looking, max temperatures are about the upper 40s. As we get into early middle March, we're actually seeing that average high climb to about 50. And the average lows about this time of year, too, are in the upper teens, should push about 20 degrees come middle March as well. So yeah, we are definitely on the warmer side of things. You know, we had a nice cool morning this morning, probably around normal, even a little bit below normal. But I think in the next few days, that's going to change, and we'll see things on the milder side again.
Yeah, I think we, you know, that helps put things into perspective, too, and how spoiled we have been, because we've had many days where we've been 15 or 20 degrees, even sometimes as much as 30 degrees over the average high for it. And we haven't got as cold generally at night either. So we're just kind of spoiled this year, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And that brings up a great point, too. You know, a lot of times they put out these monthly summaries of, oh, this is the warmest month on record, or you know, top 10 warmest month on record. A lot of people don't realize that minimum temperatures go into that as well. So basically they look at average day. So you average the high and the low temperature for that day to get the average temperature. And again, the daytime temperatures, yeah, you're thinking they're pretty warm, but a lot of times it's the minimum temperatures that are actually holding us quite warm. And so they play just as much a role as the max temperatures, the daytime temperatures, in those calculations when mm-hmm. they go back, look at the month in review.
Have we had an update on our spring outlook, or are we holding with what we've been saying about what we expect from the spring season?
So they did do an update actually just the other day. They mm-hmm. did a new update for the March, April, May time frame, and unfortunately it's not looking good. We're looking at persistent ridging across the western CONUS, or continental United States, and that puts us kind of in that broad northwesterly flow, and unfortunately that's not very favorable for moisture potential. So the overall outlook for southwest Nebraska is slight favor of above normal temperatures and slight favor of drier than normal precipitation as well.
Yeah, not what we want to hear going into spring for sure. And again, that can change pretty much almost overnight, can it? With what's happening out, a lot of that's determined by La Niña, El Niño, and the what forms out of the ocean, right?
Absolutely. And in fact, we are seeing that transition. We are in a weak La Niña right now. We should go more ENSO neutral by late spring, early summer. And then in the fall, we're actually looking at potentially seeing an El Niño. And sometimes that does bode more favorably for precipitation chances. But, you know, we're talking months away still. So it's a little too far out there to get overly excited about right now.
Yeah, don't make plans, because it can change for sure. Nathan, appreciate you dropping on Mugs this morning, talking about the weather this week, and you'll enjoy it along with us, I'm sure, huh?
No doubt about it. I like the warmth. So.
Take care. You have a good one. We'll catch up with you down the line.